In the midst of the COVID-19 surge, we take you this morning inside some hospitals across the state through the voices of five frontline staff members. We begin this collection of audio diaries with an ICU nurse in Southboro.
I know that when I pull into the parking lot in the morning and I walk from the parking garage into my ICU, it's probably the longest walk of my life. I have a pit in my stomach. And I just think to myself, I hope this is the day after the surge and that my ICU is going to be cleared out there. There's not going to be any more admissions. But that hasn't happened so far. My name is Barbara, and I'm a nurse in a COVID ICU. I had two patients today. One, he's on a breathing machine, and he spends 16 out of his days on his stomach, paralyzed, trying to let his lungs recover from this infection. He's a younger gentleman. He doesn't seem to be winning the battle with this disease. And his wife called me today for an update. She just said, my kids just keep, you know, bugging me to call and check on their dad. And it's just, I can't imagine being a family member having to go through this, just having no contact, not being able to see your family member and what they're actually going through to understand. But just taking the word of a total stranger that, you know, we're doing the best we can. It's a tough, trying, scary time because you just want to do the right thing and you want to keep these patients alive. And the fact that, you know, you see two patients die a shift from one ICU is just, it's heart-wrenching.
My name is David Laziska. I am a radiologic technologist. Over the last few weeks, we have seen very rapid onset. Patients that arrive at the hospital have a tendency to go downhill fast. It's not uncommon to do an x-ray on a person and then 45 minutes later, they've been intubated. Work these days is almost more mentally taxing than anything. You look at a patient that you're very close to and you wonder, is this the person that is going to give me this virus? Am I going to bring this virus home to my family from this x-ray or from the next x-ray? I just have to put that out of my mind. But I would definitely say that the emotional, the mental taxing of each day, imaging the same COVID patients over and over, hoping that they turn the corner, hoping that they get extubated, not always having that be the outcome, is pretty strenuous. But everyone leans on each other. My coworkers put their lives on the line, and it is amazing.
This is Dr. Melissa Liebecker. I'm an emergency physician. I'm about to get my head-to-toe Tyvek suit on. Despite the multiple layers of protection that I'm putting on with my PPE, I actually feel pretty naked because before I leave for every shift, I leave my watch at home and I leave my engagement ring and my wedding band.
Mi nombre es Alba Lucia, ¿ya? Soy la housekeeper de emergency room.
My name is Alba Lucia. I work in housekeeping for the emergency room.
Es el trabajo más.
Is the work harder now than before?
Yes,
it's really hard. I mean, we're working really hard to keep up with the rooms.
Hay que ser demasiado rápido. Rápido.
One has to clean fast, really fast.
Ya hay dos o tres, entonces,
when you finish one, there are two or three more with people waiting.
Están esperando muchas veces. Entonces,
in many cases, the patients are waiting outside. So you have to be really fast, get the machine, and clean everything in the room.
Ya, es tu más. Y es fast.
My name's David MacDonald. Normally, I'm a nurse anesthetist. I provide anesthesia. The hospital itself is pretty eerie right now. There's really no patients walking around. There's no kids running around, no families. We all have to wear masks all the time, which is fine, but it's just, I can't see people smile. I think some people are actually putting smiles on their masks, which is kind of fun. The tough part about working in these critical carriers is that we see the sickest patients up there. Right now, I'd say we're seeing over a 70% mortality rate when we put a breathing tube in. So we're really starting to try to give people more time before we have to put a breathing tube in. You know, but there's really no magic pill right now. It's just trying to get people through it. Emotional part for me specifically is really, you know, making the decision to put a breathing tube in somebody. I know when I put that breathing tube in, that patient's probably not going to make it. So coming each day and then looking at that list and seeing those patients didn't make it, it hurts. And I'm a pretty stoic guy, but it's not a fun thing to see. But let's see, on a lighter side, morale, I think, is surprisingly high in the hospital. I mean, this is what healthcare does. You take care of the sick. I mean, I hope this ends soon, but if it doesn't, I'll be here ready to take care of you. So I'm heading home to get some sleep.
That's David McDonald. We also heard from Barbara Braccio, Alba Lucia, David Laziska, and Dr. Melissa Liebecker. This audio diary was produced by WBUR's Martha Biebinger, Angus Chen, and George Hicks.